This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2133. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 7th, Armenia, Botswana, Chile, Colombia, Cuba, Egypt, Europe, Greece, Iran, Italy, Japan, Korea, North and South, Kurdistan, Lithuania, Malaysia, Mongolia, Myanmar, Netherlands, North America, Norway, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Pridnestrovia, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Turks and Caicos, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer regarding the relays of Radio Svoboda in Russian on 1395 kilohertz from the 500 kilowatt site in Armenia, which began a few weeks ago at 18 to 19 UT. Shortwaves for Freedom, which is funding that, reported that the time had changed as of April 4th to 3 hours later, 21 to 22 UT, when we're now hearing it via remotes in Russia. And in between 19 and 21, that transmitter is still carrying nothing else but Brother Scare. Too bad he's not explaining in Russian how sinful they are. Thanks to the Voice of America for providing us one item in the B countries this week, Botswana, because I heard their broadcast in Kirundi or Kenya, Rwanda, scheduled on 15610, April 1st at 1436, but it was way off frequency, 15610.307. Barely a minute into the program, we're already into the C countries, starting with Chile. Claudio Galas in the 4th region of Chile reports that pirate RCW, or Radio Compañía Worldwide, on 7610. Early UT April 5th at 0150 to 0305, playing something from the archives of Radio Nederland, with a very good signal. And then later that same UT day at 2110 with news in Spanish from Radio France International. I don't recall ever seeing a report of that being DX'd from North America, but here's a pirate from Colombia which is making it to North America on 6017.20. Ron Howard reports it April 6th at 0333 till cut off in mid-song at 0344 with the signal slowly improving. And fortunately there was nothing from Zanzibar on that date on 6015. And Ron Howard forwards info about it from Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia. He says, yes, it's a Colombian pirate, Organización Radial El Prado, the way it IDs. They have been irregular for a year, always with long musical sessions and no announcers. And they don't even give time checks. Irregular schedule opening around 2230 or 2330 UT, closing around 02 or 03 or even later. It's not on the air every day, sometimes on weekdays and other times only Fridays and Saturdays. But he did hear such an ID as quoted a couple of months ago. It's part of a radial organization because they also say they are on FM 88.1 and 98.1 with stereo programming. I guess also without a license, he says. Seems to be transmitting from the municipality of Palermo in the department of Magdalena, but very close to the cities of Soledad and Barranquilla in the department of Atlantico, where I think they direct their broadcasts. They've been very careful not to mention any means of contact. Signal moved from 6016.3 to 6017.2, where it has been coming out lately. And at press time, hot news from Rafael Rodriguez on HCDX, 6010, La Voz de Tu Conciencia, Puerto Lleras, Colombia, has been reactivated. He heard it on April 7th at 2230. He himself resumes being the 100% guaranteed EQSL manager. Reports to Rafael, COLDX, at yahoo.com. Radio Marti is completely off shortwave between 06 and 10 UT, but that doesn't keep the Cuban jammers from pounding away on some of their frequencies, even if they're not on the air at all during the current season. For example, 6125, March 31st, at 0613. Also monitored after 06 UT, for example, 9805, Wall of Noise Jamming. That is a Radio Marti frequency, but only between 10 and 13 UT. And they were also jamming 7435, 7375, 7355, 7335, 6030, 5980, and 9565. as noted April 6th at 06:21. From Egypt, where something's always egregious, Radio Cairo seems to have settled on 9440 for the English sesquiar starting at 2115. Actually, it's 5 hertz below that frequency, which is almost perfect. But unlike the modulation, which is usually extremely distorted and suppressed, music and talk resembling English, April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Filed under Europe, since we're not sure of its real transmitter site, Free Radio Service Holland publicizes a broadcast coming up on Easter Sunday, which according to certain Christian sects is on April 17th this year. The announcement received via Australian Radio DX Club. It's on 7700 and 5800 and 6185, starting at when else? 0752 UT until 1230, and full programming repeated on 7700 and 5800 in the afternoon, starting right after the close down at 1235 UT. No program schedule this time, but a full lineup of presenters, they say. As of last week's World of Radio recording session, on March 31st, we did not yet know whether the Voice of Greece was on its last legs, the final day on the air. But via Christos Rigas and Kim Elliott and others, word soon emerged that they had a 2-month reprieve. For example, the closure of the analog broadcast of VOG has been delayed temporarily. Public radio and TV announced, at the request of the Ministry of Defense, the Avlida Shortwave Broadcast Center would remain active until May 31st. When reevaluating the conditions for further continuation or not of its operation. And this release mentions not only 9420 for Europe and North America, but also 11645 for Central and South Africa, and 9935 for Europe and Central America. Though there's one report, unconfirmed, of 9935, but 11645 certainly has not been reported for many years and is still not being heard. Just 9420. Many of us have been monitoring for that ever since last week, but we found it was totally absent on the weekends. It did return on Monday, and it appears that the much-curtailed nominal schedule, according to Christos Rigas, is between 1230 and 1700 UT only Monday through Friday. However, on certain days, it's come on considerably later or gone off considerably earlier. Toward the end of the broadcast, especially April 7th as I was monitoring, there may be heavy co-channel interference from China. It's one of their regional languages, either Kazakh or Uyghur, and that lasts about an hour longer until 1805, when it's in the clear. In any event, for another 2 months, we can enjoy the Great Greek and other music on 9420, at least a few hours per day. On April 2nd, Tarek Zaidan in Cairo reports, sounds like Iran is using 13190. From 1200 UT for the Voice of Islamic Revolution in Palestine, moderate audio quality. I reply, it might be a mistake for 13590, that's now scheduled for Arabic between 1030 and 1430 via Zahedan. If not the Palestinian program in particular, which is not scheduled on any frequency at that time, and it was previously reported several times on 9130, could be another mistaken punch. Note the similarity in digits rearranged. Ramadan is underway, or Ramazan, causing some Muslim world stations to add additional broadcasts before sunrise for those gorging on their breakfast since they can't eat all day long. Notably, Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via DX Mix Bulgaria, observer Ivo Ivanov, between April 3rd and May 2nd, here are the extra transmissions. In Turkish, midnight 23 to 0120 UT on 6090. In Azeri, 1923 to 2250 on 7425, and then continuing at 2253 until 0320 on 7230. In Tajik, 2123 to 2250 on 5990. In Arabic, 2253 to midnight 20 on 6160. And 7225. And in Kurdish, 2323 to midnight 20 on 7285. Italy non, the IRRS transmission at 18 to 19 UT on 7290 also radiates on its second harmonic, 14580. Sometimes it's propagating, sometimes not. But on Saturday, April 2nd, I was hearing it relatively well into the remote in Holland. Frequencies change every month for Seabreeze, JSR, or Shokaze from Japan for North Korea. Observer Bulgaria provides the new lineup as of March 27th. English is only on Wednesdays. Other days of the week, it's in Japanese or Korean. 13 to 14 UT on 6040 and 6165. And repeated at 16 to 17 on 5935 and 6090. Also, Shokaze relays one of the Furusato no Kaze broadcasts, which is also about North Korean abductions, at 1405 to 1435 in Japanese only. Current frequencies for that are 5920 and 7295. Normally changing frequencies every week are the clandestines from South to North Korea, as monitored by Ron Howard on Mondays as of April 4th, which should last through the following Sunday. At 1105 UT, he found Echo of Hope, abbreviated VOH, on 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100. While at 1110 UT, he found Voice of the People VOP on 3480 with good reception as usual, also good on 3910, which is rarely the case, but not jammed on that occasion. Also 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600. And the third one with only one frequency, National Unity Radio, was on 7200 at 1158, heavy North Korean jamming on that date, starting with a strong signal, however, not too much affected by the jamming, at 1200. For Kurdistanish Turkey, Denge Welat is now being transmitted via Bulgaria, says Ivo Ivanov, in addition to other sites and simultaneous broadcasts. The Bulgarian frequencies are 04 to 07 on 7285, 07 to 17, 11775, and 17 to 21 UT on 5935. The original transmissions continue with two different sites alternating, but they're coordinated, 0230 to 0530 on 9525 via France, 530 to 16, 11530 via Pridnestrovia, 16 to 18, 11530 still, but switching to France, and 18 to 21 on 9525 via France. Now, these latter ones have been considerably jammed by Turkey, notably on 11530. It remains to be heard whether they'll devote another transmitter to jamming the Bulgarian relays. Russia's war on Ukraine, Radio Baltic Waves in Lithuania, 1386 kHz, has expanded to 24-hour operation and relaying Ukrainska Radio 1 overnight. Used to sign off at 21 UT, but on April 3rd, Kimmel yet heard them staying on the air after 3 hours of Radio Liberty in Russian, apparently in Ukrainian. He was listening via the remote in Holland. Via the remote in Iceland, Bruce Churchill in California was also hearing 1386, including the brief English news segment from Ukrainian radio just after midnight UT. I also heard it then, April 7th, via the remote in Holland, a more convenient time than the relay via WRMI at 05 UT on 7730. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany has been monitoring this extensively, and says the total hours of Ukrainian radio in Ukrainian via Lithuania are 2100 until 0330 on 1386. They're still relaying other stations such as NHK World in Russian, Polish radio in Belarusian and English, and the Radio Japan relays also include some English news, all according to his report in Idun's Medium Wave News. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, 2133, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Russell Lay in Nags Head, North Carolina, who sent a contribution via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Upon Atsulamar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on Malaysia's shortwave frequencies, 11665 YFM, WAI, heard April 3rd at 1340. He says Tim Brielle in Malaysia says the indigenous chanting he often hears is probably one of the dialects spoken in Sabah and their prayers not Islamic. YFM continues to have poor audio overmodulated, while the other one, Sarawak FM 9835, continues to be off the air. April 1st at 1447, I was checking out Voice of Mongolia Direct, off frequency as usual, 12014.878. This half hour is now supposed to be in English instead of Chinese, but I couldn't even be certain of the language. Via a remote in Japan, Alan Rowe confirms that English from VOM, as of 7 April, is at 1430 until 15, nominal 12015, 1 hour earlier than before. The other English broadcast at 09 on 12085. Walt Samaniv in British Columbia says it's a real mess of a frequency. Two stations, not only Mongolia, but apparently Voice of Korea in Russian. I think that's the one which is on frequency while Mongolia is askew. Ron Howard also reports on Myanmar Radio 5915. Very good news. April 5th in the clear from 1238 until off at 1400 UT. No longer with China blocking the frequency, and it's not parallel to Myanmar on 5985. From 1316, there's a segment with listeners calling in to request pop Burmese songs. It went off at 1400 with the usual brief indigenous music. About the Radio Onda, one of the low-power stations in the Netherlands on 6140, in the British Theatre Club, Alan Dean says, Julio from Radio Onda says their 9530 antenna was damaged in strong winds last month, and for the time being it's not being repaired. While Alan Rowe in the UK says Radio Onda has been rebroadcasting audio from Ukrainian TV on 6140, and the TV video can be watched in parallel a few seconds apart via nrcu.gov.ua/en. For example, back on March 15th at 0845. Station YHWH, the Antichrist Pirate, now reported again in the evening by Rick Barton in Arizona, 7475, 0300 UT, April 5th, with a very good signal. He says, Yahweh or the highway again. About Radio Northern Star Norway, this in MV Echo of the Arctic Radio Club, Sven Martinsen at the station says, we've now renewed three of the four frequencies, 630, 1611, and 5895 kilohertz. Radio Days is aired each Sunday at 20 to 22 UT. Until mid-June, we are featuring many great radio stations across the world. Recordings on a rotation basis, U.S., Canadian, offshore radio station, American Forces Radio, Irish Pirates, and from the U.K., BBC, and commercial radio are featured. Ron Howard keeps checking Papua New Guinea frequencies in case some of them ever come back. He says NBC Madang 3260 and Bougainville 3325 were the last two NBC stations heard on shortwave, but they've both been completely silent for a long time. Quite often, almost daily, I do check for any of the former NBC stations in the 90-meter band or 75, but no results for a very long time. As far as I know, PNG on shortwave is completely absent. Nothing either from Montauk Radio Light on 7325. But here's some good news, unexpected reactivation from Peru of Radio Pacifico on 9675. First reported by Claudio Galas in Chile April 1st at 0240 on 9675.1. Also April 2nd at 0200 to 0215 with Christian programming and music. Thanks to this tip, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia was hearing it April 2nd. On 9675.1, in shortwave bulletin, he says, between 03 and 04 UT, the program being Club del Pacifico with preaching and evangelical music. And at 0430, Un Mensaje a la Conciencia. Despite the low signal, most of the program is audible. He says, first time I've heard it in almost a decade. Further logs from Claudio Galas in Chile, April 3rd at 0257, to 0515, April 4th between 0330 and 0550, and April 5th, 0311 to 0345. And it may be on the air all night, Bruce Churchill in California, using a remote in New Zealand, heard it April 5th from 0705. And another Peruvian, rarely reported lately, Radio Huanta 2000, approximately 4752, says Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil, April 1st at 2323, with music and commercials. Due to Russia's war on Ukraine, I was wondering if there would be any consequences for the shortwave relay site in Pridnestrovia, and also medium wave 999 kilohertz. Yes, there are. Roman Pankov in Sofia, Bulgaria says, for many years, Transworld Radio in Ukrainian, Russian, Roma or Gypsy, and Belarusian was on the air on medium wave 999 via Grigoriopol. Between 1730 and 1935, however, on April 4th, it was replaced by a program of Radio Russia in Russian. This relay site is also known as Mayak, M-A-I-A-C. Wolfgang Büschel explains the riddle and payment of TWR, as well as Armenia 1395 TWR relays, always ran through the Moscow address and the Russian Frequency Management Organization. So that is broken down after EU sanctions. However, Kai Ludwig replies that on April 6th, TWR Gypsy was, as always, on 1548 kHz. That's the other high-power transmitter at the same Grigoriopol site. Open carrier until 1830 and crash start into programming. At 1845, a single burst of the TWR Monte Carlo interval signal. But 999 kHz is apparently now used around the clock by Radio Rossi since April 5th, running a megawatt. TWR is not showing its schedules, but its Russian service may be on 1377. That would be Armenia. In Edun's medium wave info, Tariq Zaidan in Egypt notices that Saudi Arabia's high power transmitter on 1521 kHz is back on the air as of April 1st, heard at 20 UT, maybe just for Ramadan. Ricky Himes asked me to notify Havana that there's interference from Turkey at 03 UT on 6165. Well, that's not my job, but there are alternatives. Turkey is actually aiming to the Mideast, and their frequency for us is 7275, while Havana, if it's modulating, can be heard on 6000 instead. The IRCADX monitor news about Radiovisión Cristiana, Turks and Caicos, from Jerry Kiefer. In the process of rebuilding the site, should be on the air by the end of this year, diplexed on a tower near the west end of Provo, 530 kHz, 100 kW, 1570 with 50 kW. I've already mentioned Ukrainian radio relays from elsewhere. Here's a very perishable item. If you're hearing this before Friday, April 8th, at 16 to 18 UT, there is a charity concert by Artists for Peace at the Funkerberg Museum at Königswisterhausen, Germany, to be on shortwave live on 9580 via Now in Germany and 6030 via Mosbrunn, Austria, says Paul Gager in BDXC. We've had quite a lively discussion in the World of Radio group, starting with an article by Keith Barone and Dan Robinson titled Why Reviving Shortwave is a Non-Starter. Both of them are former shortwave broadcasters already. Among the replies, an excellent rebuttal by Sheldon Harvey of the Canadian International DX Club. I have no time to quote now. Ricky Himes, somewhere in the U.S., asks, what are the best BBC frequencies now on shortwave? Well, that's a very basic question I'm sure many others are wondering. BBC refuses to serve North America on shortwave, so we must catch transmissions beamed elsewhere. John Filiozzi replies, what I've observed from Florida and New York should apply at least to the east coast of North America. 15740 from the UK at 13 to 15 UT Monday through Friday and only 12 to 13 on Saturday and Sunday. 21630 Ascension between 16 and 17. 11680, 19 to 20 Monday through Friday and 20 to 21 on Saturday and Sunday. That's also Ascension, as is the following 11810, 18 to 22 Monday through Friday, 18 to 21 Saturday and Sunday. 9740 via Oman at 03 until 04. 9915 Madagascar, 04 to 05. These are the picks of Rick Barton in Arizona, 10 to 12 UT via Singapore, 9410 and 6195. And from 15 to 19 Singapore on 12025. two WRMI frequencies have been off the air the past week whenever I've checked, although they're still on the schedule, one of them affecting world radio, 5985, which has been heard, UT Fridays at 0330. Also missing 4980, which was nothing but Brother Scare. Last week I mentioned an additional airing of World of Radio on IWRS, Nexus IBA, IPAR, across Europe, scheduled Sundays at 10:30 UT on 9510. But in fact, something else played during that hour, so I don't know what the deal is. Thanks to Ivo Ivanov for checking it. Also, Alan Rowe says our broadcast via WMRI Europe, Germany 9670, on Sundays, starts as early as 13:24 instead of 13:30. On FB, WRMI says they have a new program called Radio Free America Latina. Now, with a name like that, I'm not sure if it's totally in Spanish or English or both, but the publicity is in Spanish. It's the Organization for the Defense and Sovereignty of the Republics of Latin America. Its orientation seems to be against Communist China, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The schedule is UT Fridays at midnight to midnight 15 on 9955, and UT Saturdays at midnight 30 to 0100 on 7780, according to their grid, although the original publicity said it would be at midnight UT Saturday as well. Texas Radio Shortwave has a series of Howdy Neighbor shows, presumably music from neighboring states, as follows. UT Sundays at midnight, WRMI 5950. On April 3rd, it was Louisiana. April 10th, Arkansas. April 17th, Oklahoma. April 24th, New Mexico. Observer Bulgaria now confirms the transmitter site for Brother Hysterical, heard on 9290 between 13 and 15 UT. It is Tashkent, Uzbekistan. Radio Vanuatu has kept changing its scheduling. On April 1st, Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil said 7260 was still on the air at 0910 instead of switching to 5040 at 0600. Ron Howard says reception was outstanding on April 2nd from 0550 past 0721. Even I could make out some modulation. On April 4th, also very good April 5th, says Bruce Churchill in California. And on April 6th, Lucio Otavio found it back on 3945, which had been inactive for some time. You know what that means? It's putting out harmonics again, as heard by Ron Howard in California, on 7890, April 6th, until off at 1101. And also audible on 11835. But April 7th, not heard on any frequency. An intriguing unidentified I've been hearing on April 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, between 1459 and 1530 UT on 11620. Good signal here, and at various remotes, it's the soundtrack of a Christian TV program in English, but without an explicit ID. At closing, they give a contact info as Maldives at vomkorea.com. That means Voice of Martyrs. Not replied to my inquiry, nor has reached beyond Australia, which I suspect could be the site. Surely not from the Maldive Islands, but maybe for them. Propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels on the following dates with A and K indices. April 11th, 12 and 4. April 23rd, 15 and 4. April 29th, 18 and 4. Solar flux no lower than 110 April 12th and 13th, and up to 140 by the 24th to 28th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2133 with a standard disclaimer.